വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി ലീഗൽ അവയർനെസ് പ്രോഗ്രാം ഓഫ് ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ ആം ഡോക്ടർ സോഹിനി മഹാപാത്ര, ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, ആൻഡ് ഐ ആം ഡീലിംഗ് വിത്ത് ദി മോഡ്യൂൾ ഓൺ ലേബർ ലോസ് ആൻഡ് അട്രോസിറ്റീസ് ആക്ട്. ഇൻ ദി പ്രീവിയസ് ലെക്ചേഴ്സ് വി ഹാവ് ഓൾറെഡി കവേർഡ് ടു ടോപ്പിക്സ് ഓഫ് ദി മോഡ്യൂൾ, ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ചൈൽഡ് ലേബർ ആൻഡ് റൈറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് എ വർക്ക്മൻ അറ്റ് വർക്ക് പ്ലേസ്. The next two topics are women-centric or gender-based topics. In today's lecture, we will be discussing about equal pay for equal work. So what is equal pay for equal work, or what does this concept entail? The concept of equal pay for equal work is a basic labor and human rights concept revolving around gender-based discrimination. The idea behind equal pay for equal work is that any two persons who are working in the same establishment or same industry, putting in the same amount of work, same set of skills, deserve to be paid equally. Generally, this discrimination is seen between men and women, where for the same kind of work, men are paid more and women are paid less. So in order to remove this parity in pay or this gender-based discrimination, the equal pay for equal work concept was brought in. Now the historical significance of this entire principle of equal pay for equal work is related to the women movement or feminist movement. It was considered that the value of the work that women put in is mostly not given the worth that it deserves. They are generally undervalued because conventionally it is thought that women deserve to stay at home, do domestic work, take care of household chores, and take care of children. So when they step out to work, even if they put in the same amount of work that a man does, or possess the same skill sets, or even if they possess the same qualifications, more often than not, the pay that they get or the remunerative aspect of it is very different to their male counterparts. Hence, in 1951, the International Labour Organization brought in a convention called the International Labour Organization Equal Remuneration Convention of 1951, wherein the member countries were mandated to bring in national legislations to address this gender-based pay gap. The undervaluation of work done by women was to be prohibited, was to be curtailed, and they deserved equal amount of pay. Now, remuneration or wage relates to all the remunerative aspects of a working person, whether it is a man or woman. So it is not just the monthly salary. It extends to other allowances, bonuses, and other benefits that they are entitled to. So in India, in consonance with the ILO convention, we brought in the Equal Remuneration Act of 1976. This act ensures that equal remuneration is paid to both men and women working in the same establishment, doing the same nature or similar nature of work, possessing the same skill sets and the same duration of work that they put in. The employer is bound under this act to ensure that the amount of remuneration or fiscal benefits, monetary benefits that are paid to the male and female workers should be equal. The only criteria is that the nature of work should be same or similar in nature, and it applies to women and men working in the same establishment. So irrespective of their gender, the amount or the benefits that they get at a workplace should always remain the same. So this is one part of the gender-based approach under labor law or legal rights for the laborers. The other part of it is maternity benefits for working women or for working mothers. This we would be dealing with in the next lecture. Thank you.